It's a harsh message, but if you supported vaccine genocide, don't complain about Gaza genocide. Don't be a genocide hypocrite. You know, after analyzing the current situation in Israel and also the entire pandemic and the abortion topic and many others, I've come to the conclusion that about 99% of the human population will support genocide if the right narrative is presented to them. And, you know, a narrative that they resonate with, whether they be, you know, a Christian that's pushing vaccines for their church, or a left-wing abortion advocate that supports murdering a child up to the day of birth, even during birth, or even post-birth. The vast majority of people will support genocide. And it's very few people, maybe not even 1 in 100, who consistently lands on the side of saying no to killing babies and killing children and slaughtering people and, you know, ethnic cleansing and all of that. Now, if you're listening to this, you're probably among the 1 in 100. You're on Team Humanity, as I am. We seek to protect human life. And as such, we oppose the murdering of children via abortions, especially, you know, right up until the day of birth. Are you kidding me? We oppose vaccinating pregnant women and vaccinating children, especially with COVID jabs that offer no protection to children, but only impart risks upon them. And we know that these vaccines are bioweapons designed to achieve infertility and depopulation. And we oppose the bombing of hospitals and the bombing of civilians in Gaza. And if you just take those three issues, vaccines, abortion, and Gaza, again, not 1 in 100 people will be on the side of humanity consistently in all three cases. 99 out of 100 people, at least that's my estimate, will support genocide in one of those three areas, but they'll condemn the other people. You know, they'll push vaccines. For example, a lot of Democrats and leftists, they're condemning Israel right now. Oh, how dare you kill children? But then they themselves push vaccines that kill children. And some of the worst hypocrites in this are the doctors that I see globally right now. Lots of doctors calling out Israel for bombing hospitals, which Israel is doing. Israel's bombing. Israel's even deploying snipers to shoot people who are trying to leave hospital grounds. I mean, yeah, it's insane. But some of the doctors, perhaps most, in fact, I'm certain most of the doctors condemning that act, they murdered their own patients with vaccines and ventilators, and by depriving their patients of access to ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. So those doctors are themselves murderers. Now, maybe they didn't murder based on your race or skin color. They didn't just vaccinate, let's say, Palestinians. No, they had equal opportunity vaccine homicide against everybody, which in a way is far worse, right? They murdered everybody. And guess who did that also? The government of Israel. Yes, just to complicate this podcast a little bit more, the government of Israel pushed vaccines more aggressively than any other government in the world, and they achieved an extremely high vaccination rate in Israel among the population that I believe was, I don't know, high 90s, maybe 97, 98%, something like that. And how many people died from that? And then, of course, Netanyahu condemns Hamas. Oh, you killed 1,400 Israeli civilians. Well, turns out maybe half of those deaths were IDF forces firing on them with helicopter gunships and also IDF soldiers just shooting anything that moved in some of the kibbutzes and so on. So let's say that Hamas actually killed 700 Israelis, just as a rough estimate, and IDF killed another 700. I don't know if that's entirely accurate, but just as a round number. Well, how does that compare to the number of Israelis killed by the government pushing vaccines? So the blood of those children and those civilians and those Jews is on the hands of Netanyahu. Netanyahu is a Jew killer. That is not an exaggeration. That is a fact. Netanyahu is a Jew killer via vaccines and abortion because he, specifically with vaccines, he pushed it aggressively. And we will probably never know how many children died. how many spontaneous abortions took place because they vaccinated pregnant women, or even how many young adults or adults of any age, including senior citizens, how many of them died. I mean, look at the death rates in Israel over 2021, 2022, and the present day, and all the excess deaths, that's blood on Netanyahu's hands. And yet he's saying, no, that every Israeli life is precious, and that's why we have to carpet bomb Gaza and kill every last Palestinian and cleanse them out of the whole region because they killed Israelis. Well, by that logic, Netanyahu killed more Israelis. What should happen to Netanyahu then in that case? Good question. And the more you look at this, all of these things, these topics I've just mentioned, the more you realize that you are living in some kind of a sick, twisted, satanic, ritualistic death cult. And that death cult has seized control over planet Earth and most of human civilization. That death cult achieves its death through a multitude of means. It could be, you know, setting fire to Lahaina, Hawaii. It could be war in Ukraine. It could be, you know, bombing a hospital in Gaza. Or it could be building a bioweapon, releasing the bioweapon on the world, telling everybody they're going to die unless they get an injection, and then making sure the injection itself is the real bioweapon, and injecting people with that and causing millions of deaths all over the world. Do you know that the vaccine deaths right now globally are more than triple the total number of Jews murdered in the Holocaust? You know, vaccine deaths easily exceed 18 million people. It's 20 million plus at this point and continuing to rise. It is a Holocaust of our time. And doctors push that. Those same doctors now saying how evil it is for Israel to bomb hospitals. Well, guess what? You doctors, you vaccine bombed countless children. Does that make you a war criminal? Well, by your own logic, I think the answer is clear. And I know some people could say, well, those doctors didn't know. They didn't know they were all brainwashed and they thought they were doing good. They have a responsibility to know. They had access to the same information that you and I had access to. And we knew the doctors were complicit in the slaughter of children and adults with vaccine bioweapons. They were complicit in it. And by the way, there are a lot of Israelis right now that would argue that who they're bombing in Palestine, they claim that they're not even humans. They claim they're animals or subhumans. And therefore, they say it's not murder. It's just cleaning out, you know, a nest of insects or something like that, or wasps, I think is a term that they use, like a racially charged term. I guess it's like the Middle East version of calling somebody the N-word or something. It's the W word. At least that's my understanding of it. I don't know the native tongue for how to pronounce that, nor would I want to do that here anyway. But we are living in a giant satanic death cult ritual, and almost everybody is on board with it in one way or another. Almost everybody you know, including, in many cases, by the way, your pastor, your family members, your friends, your coworkers, they will absolutely support genocide under certain circumstances, such as vaccine genocide or, you know, abortion murder, which targets black people in America, or, you know, the ethnic cleansing of Gaza. Most people will support one or more of those things. So just understand what you're dealing with here. You're dealing with a race of human beings who are easily swept into mass murder and genocide and violence under certain circumstances. And very few people that you encounter will consistently be on the side of humanity. Try to be one of those people. That's my message for you today. Be one of the people who is on team humanity. Be consistent. Murder, genocide, slaughter, killing babies is always wrong in every circumstance. Very simple. Live with that principle and you'll be a better human being. In the eyes of God or otherwise. In the eyes of history. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. And you can catch my podcast at band.video and Rumble and many other platforms. Take care. All right, I'm going to do something unusual for you today. I've got here the Ranger buckets from healthrangerstore.com.
that so many people have invested in as a food supply. This is certified organic, laboratory verified, but I'm going to actually go through and open these and show you what's in them today and show you our dedication to the kind of packaging, the kind of secure packaging, and the quantity of what you get in here. This is just one of the, these are almonds in here, one of the types of packaging that we have. I want you to notice how secure it is. You know, you can, no, it's okay, sit. I don't want my dog to get alerted by that. But you've got different nuts and seeds in the package, and then if you take off this lid, there we go, you've got these kinds of hard bricks, a vacuum packed with the aid of nitrogen, in this very rigid, rugged, thick material that prevents oxygen from oxidizing these products. So here we have black beans. You know, here we have lima beans. Here we have millet and rice. Again, all certified organic, all laboratory verified. We test them for heavy metals. We test them for pesticides such as, or herbicides like glyphosate, flax seeds here. We test them for microbiology to make sure that you're not getting E. coli, salmonella, yeast, or mold. Here's red lentils, high protein. Again, all certified organic. And in this pail, it makes it virtually rodent proof. So more of the smaller packages here, these tend to be nuts and seeds and some butter powder. Now the ingredients vary based on what's actually available right now from the world supply of food. So you need to go to our website, healthrangerstore.com, to see what's actually in the buckets that are available right now. It can vary, but here's certified organic popcorn. Here's red beans. Here's quinoa. Here's some more small red beans, pinto beans. And oh, that might be palm sugar and cacao powder. It just depends. It varies based on what we have available. So you'll have to go there and check it. But look, this is what you get in a two bucket set. It's a huge number of servings. It can feed a lot of people for an extended period of time. The actual statistics are on the website. If you want to know how many calories and how many servings, it's all right there at healthrangerstore.com. But folks, this is built for long-term storage. This is no joke. Between the buckets that are very rugged and roadworthy, you can take these on the road. They can handle a certain amount of abuse. And the sealed packages that keep out oxygen and prevent oxidation, this is serious long-term preparedness. And then these can be used in, you know, hundreds of different recipes. And you can add things like if you have availability of butter or even lard, if you're into animal products, you can add those other ingredients to various meals and soup mixes using these base ingredients. And then you can get your nutrition that way, and you can make it through an extended period of societal failures, food shortages, famine, or even food inflation. All of these food items are going to go up in price as time goes on here, you know, because of the collapsing value of the dollar. And what that means is it's never going to be as affordable as it is right now. Food prices aren't going down, they're only going up. But this is a tremendous amount of food, and it's when you cook it, of course, it expands because these are dried formats. So this, even here, as much as this is with the stacks and the pouches and everything, it looks like so much more when you actually cook it. So again, look at the website, healthrangerstore.com, search for Ranger Buckets. And if you don't need this much food or you just want one of these items, you can get what are called mega buckets or mini buckets that focus on, you know, just one or two materials. All right, so here's an example of a mega bucket right here. This one contains only hard red wheat that is certified organic and lab tested, as are all our products. But you can get these individual buckets that are dedicated to one item if you wish, if you just want more of one certain thing. And we have these number 10 cans here, by the way, of different products. This is a certified organic palm sugar, a low glycemic sweetener, And here's a number 10 can of just macadamia nuts. And even though these have plastic lids, they're sealed steel cans. So they're completely rodent proof with very long shelf life. They're very rugged and they're also easy to handle because of their size. And again, we have all kinds of different food items, whether it's nuts, seeds, grains, legumes, all kinds of things, including whey protein, powdered milk, things like that, available right now at healthrangerstore.com. If you're concerned at all about the availability of the food supply, then you absolutely want to check this out, because what we have is unmatched anywhere in the world. Nobody does as much laboratory testing for the cleanliness of their foods as we do. Nobody in the world. And we do more testing than anybody. We have our own ISO accredited laboratory that we operate, that is audited, it is inspected, it is, and our whole facility is, by the way, certified organic, USDA audited and inspected annually, if not more often, including kosher certification for most of these items as well. You can find all the details on our website, again, healthrangerstore.com. When you're looking for backup food supplies, this is your answer right here. We've got it. We've been making this for years. We ship ourselves out of our own warehouse, our own fulfillment center in Central Texas, and we're ready to deliver these products to you right now so that you can get prepared. And of course, every purchase helps support our network and our efforts here at Brighteon.com. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and get prepared is all I can say for what's coming. Thank you again for your support. God bless you. God bless America. Take care.